Remember that one with Major Ladd? Sure you do. A lot of you do, I'll betcha. Whoa, whoa, time with Seavers this morning. 24 minutes before 9, 48 degrees at Fort Wayne, 44 at Indianapolis. South Bend, 48, same as Fort Wayne, mostly sunny all over the area, and 54 on the whoa-whoa thermometer downtown.
This is the yacht, Yankee Girl.
When Jerry Spies conquered the North Atlantic in his 10-foot boat, he captured the hearts of people all over the world. Now Spies and his tiny boat have taken on the Pacific, a challenge twice as great as the first.
The easiest way to explain the amount of space I have is that it's sort of like packing a trunk and then getting in there and trying to live in there. I just don't have the space to take things that I don't need.
And one of the things that Jerry Spies won't sail without is Dinty Moore beef stew. Why?
So I went to the store and I got one can of every type of stew that was on the shelf. And I tried all of them. And the one that I liked best was Dinty Moore stew. The vegetables tasted fresh, and the gravy was very good, and it had real meat in it. It's very, very good. So that's the one I decided to take.
Dinty Moore beef stew, the real meat and potatoes meal that's making history.
Well, you look for Dinty Moore beef stew, the real meat and potatoes meal that's making history, available at the size perfect for your needs at Maloli's Supermarkets.
The rebates are back at Fort Wayne Dotson. Buy a Dotson and get a check for up to $2,000. Get in today and get a $500 rebate on Dotson 210s, 310s, 510s, and two-wheel drive trucks. And get a $1,000 rebate on Dotson 4x4s. Get a $2,000 rebate on Dotson 200SX convertibles. There are plenty of styles and colors to choose from at Fort Wayne Dotson. But hurry, the rebate offer ends soon and it's only good on units in stock. That's Fort Wayne Dotson, State Road 3 south of I-69. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday till 9.
By the way, right now I'm going to take caller number 7 again to give away a free pair of tickets for Wo-Wo Night at the Ice Capades. So don't forget that. If you're calling long distance, the number is 219, the area code 219. And then the number to call is 467-1190. I'm going to take caller number 7. Those are the Beach Boys, and wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if this weather would stay this way for about the next month? Anyway, our winner to that free pair of tickets for the Wo-Wo Night at the Ice Capades this hour was Brenda Warren of South Whitley Street, Columbia City, Indiana. So our congratulations to Brenda this morning. Woolland weather? Well, partly sunny. High today in the lower 70s. 56 already on the WoWo thermometer downtown. 48 at the airport. And a few other items on the big WoWo calendar for today. Here's a card party at the Precious Blood Gym at the corner of Spring and Barthol in Fort Wayne, beginning at 7:30 tonight, with a smorgasbord lunch and coffee, tickets at the door. The annual missions conference will be held at the New Haven Missionary Church today through Sunday. And here's a meeting for property owners and farmers at the Barbee Lake Conservation Clubhouse, beginning at 7:30 tonight, to discuss the various programs funded by the state of Indiana to control soil erosion. Officers from various SCS and ASCS offices will be there to answer questions. And let's draw the line here for right now. International Fair at the Latin American Education Center, 130 East Lewis Street in Fort Wayne, beginning at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Dances, music, foods from around the world, all will be offered to the public. Now this says, let's see, free to the public. I don't know if that includes all the food or not. Anyway, you get over there and they'll have a good time.
Start out better. You seem to go much better when you start the day together. Maxwell House and you get that girl last of feeling with Maxwell House, only Maxwell House.
A taste, a feeling like no other coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Maxwell House.
What way you're my home.
And that WoWo time right now, right on the dot, 17 minutes before 9. John Irwin follows with sports this morning after balance and breaking away.
We'll be right back.
Right now, it's 14 minutes before 9 here on the Severs Show. Well, I might as well tell you what I'm laughing about. Diana came in and said, finally did it again, huh? I said, what are you talking about? She said, the cat. I said, oh, yes, I ruined my day again. Forgot all about the work I have. John, right over to you for sports this morning.
All righty, Bob. The Cincinnati Reds own the best full-season record in baseball this year, but they could still find themselves shut out of the postseason playoffs. The Reds trail the Houston Astros by 2 games in the National League West. All 4 divisional races are close, with the margin in each of the other 3 divisions standing at a half game or less this morning. New York Yankee owner George Steinbrenner is threatening to file a lawsuit against any pitcher who throws at a Yankee hitter. Steinbrenner issued the statement after a knockdown incident sparked a couple of brawls at last night's game between the Yankees and Cleveland Indians. The hitter in question, Reggie Jackson. He and Cleveland pitcher John Denny were both ejected. Jack Nicklaus, Ray Floyd, Lee Trevino, and Gary Player are among the top names entered in the Hall of Fame Golf Classic in Pinehurst, North Carolina. It gets underway today on the famed Pinehurst No. 2 course. New Orleans Saints coach Bum Phillips is back at work this morning after a brief stay at a local hospital. Phillips checked in with a high fever on Tuesday, but doctors could find nothing wrong with him. The fever's now gone. Wide receiver John Jefferson says he expects to see some action in Sunday's Green Bay Packers game with the Minnesota Vikings. Jefferson is the flashy pass catcher newly acquired by the Pack from the San Diego Chargers, with whom he was unable to come to contract terms. He reports to practice later today. The baseball schedule, the American League all-night games. Cleveland will be at Boston, Baltimore's at New York, Minnesota's at KC, Seattle at Texas, and Chicago is at California. Over in the National League, only 1 day game. The Mets are in Chicago. Pittsburgh is at Montreal under the lights tonight. Philadelphia at St. Louis, Atlanta at Houston, and Los Angeles at San Francisco. And Bob, that's our sports update.
Fine, John. You have a good day now, and we'll see
you
bright early tomorrow morning. Righto, thank you very much. All right, whoa, time is 12 minutes before 9, 48 degrees at the airport, 55 on the whoa thermometer downtown.
A good thing just got better at Allen County Motors with the arrival of the brand new 82s from Ford. Stop by today and see the Escort four-door hatchback, the all-new version of the car that set world records last year. And if you think you can't improve on a good thing, test drive one for yourself. And while you're there, see the first Granada wagons ever, with more cargo room than any American-built wagon in their class. And when it comes to looks, there just aren't any in a Ford Granada's class. And what about the new LTD with automatic overdrive transmission, standard to give you luxury plus fuel economy? Yes, you can see them all for 82, and Allen County Motors didn't get to be Indiana's largest Ford dealer by ordering just one or two for show. They buy in huge quantities so that you can test drive and buy the model with...